What can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School researched environmental issues and want you to help the planet.
For the last 800,000 years, the levels of carbon dioxide in our atmosphere and global temperatures have remained consistent. Today, climate change is becoming a huge issue in places all around the world. According to Protect Our Winters, 2016 was one of the warmest years on record, and 2017 is already on track to top it.
The overall temperature of the Earth has increased 1.7 degrees Fahrenheit since 1880, according to the Environmental Defense Fund. This is a whole lot of change since we only started using fossil fuels 137 years ago. Most of our businesses rely on tourism year-round, with people coming in the winter to ski.
We'll start to see drastic changes in the snowfall rate in the next few years. The outdoor industry is responsible for 7.6 million jobs and $887 billion in annual consumer spending. The winter sports community alone generates $72 billion per year.
It has been proven that winters are getting shorter and that the snow levels are continuing to rise in elevation. According to Protect Our Winters, in the last 47 years, a million square miles of snow has disappeared from the northern hemisphere.
For the non-skiers, have you ever thought about how snow helps regulate the temperature of Earth's surface? The runoff from snow supplies as much as 75% of the water we need annually, according to the United States Geological Survey.
Guess what? We can still fix this problem. Here's what you can do. Today you can try walking to work or school, or maybe ride your bike. Also try to turn off the lights when you're not using a room, and just try to consume less and buy more local products and produce.
This has been a collaboration between Aspen High School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.